All right, are we ready? I think we are ready now. Here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Bill Cosby shot himself in the head the moment he opened his mouth and long before his sexual assault trial started. So says one of the jurors. Harrison Snyder appeared on Good Morning America today and said the unimpeachable evidence that led to the conviction of Cosby was the fact that he admitted to having used drugs to calm women down before.
What was the evidence that made you sure beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty?
I think it was his deposition, really. Ms. Cosby admitted to giving these quaaludes to women, young women, in order to have sex with them.
But when you entered the room for the first time, were you sure that he was guilty?
No.
So what then made the difference for you once you started deliberating?
Hearing everyone's comments about certain pieces of evidence and going through the different counts.
So you don't feel, even now, that it was an open and shut case?
No.
Well, okay. We weren't in the courtroom, so
yeah.
I always defer to jurors. That's a situation where people can second guess a jury or get all mad about something. But unless you were there, how do you have any idea what the deliberation's going to be? It's just an unfair thing for people outside to do.
It's
but
true. You're right.
Having said that, doesn't stop me from commenting.
Now here you come in with your rush to judgment.
But, I mean, there were 62 women. Came up with the right verdict here. And Bill Cosby is not going to spend the rest of his life in prison. For those of you who are feeling sorry for Bill Cosby, because I know there are people out there who are. I heard the murmuring today in the on Wednesday Live in the crowd when this came up. It's sort of like there are people out there, I think there are people of a certain age out there who will always see Bill Cosby as like the Jell-O salesman.
Yeah.
Right? And is like just, you know, cute and adorable and affable. And think about this. Fat Albert. I mean, you know, I grew up with Fat Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And Fat Albert was a lovable character. And the original Cosby Show, and then the Cosby Show.
Spy was a groundbreaking show, right?
Right.
When he was with Robert Culp and,
right.
And all the great. We've talked to him, and you know, he was like, you were talking to a legend before you knew all this, and the stand up, all of it. He was a pioneer and all the great TV, but that all goes away.
But he
taking his name off buildings and doctorates and all that stuff.
Right.
You know?
And he, by the way, was not a made up doctor like a lot of people get a doctor in an honorary way. He actually did go through the program to get a doctor of education. I mean, but the reality is that this is how he somehow felt he needed to have sex with women. I mean, it's crazy.
And you know, the story's been out there forever about the infidelities. Not so much this stuff, but it was Hannibal Buress who
started
the whole thing with talking about it on stage.
Yep. All right. Well. There he goes. My guess is he gets 2 or 3 years at his age.
Not in great health anyway.
No.
So
out of
it's a sad end, but it's really, you know, I did see the same thing. People saying, really, you know, it's a sad thing for him. I go, it's a sad thing for all of those women. That's you know, and
62
many of them very brave and coming forward and telling their stories years after the fact. And you know, that was one of the things that stemmed from a lot of the new dialogue we've had over the last 2 years.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
President Trump apparently stood by his campaign calls for a Muslim ban in a news conference today with the Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari. What's he doing here?
Jeez. I keep getting emails from your widow. I'm not sending you any more money. You're alive.
Right, that's true. You do have to wonder. You have to wonder if he traveled with Nigerian generals who were all here going, hey, I have the money for you now. There's a bunch of Americans who are waiting for the Nigerian general to show up with the cash.
Jeez.
He promised them.
Yeah, I was going to get $36 million back for that $6,000.
Yeah, where's the money in my account? Anyway,
talk about some tricky emails.
The first question of the joint press conference went to Washington Times reporter S.A. Miller, who pointed out that the opposition to the Trump administration's travel ban in court rests on his campaign rhetoric calling for a ban of Muslims in the U.S. What say you, Mr. President?
If you would simply apologize for some of your rhetoric during the campaign, the whole case would go away. And I was wondering if you
would. I don't think it would, number one. And there's no reason to apologize. Our immigration laws in this country are a total disaster. They're laughed at all over the world. They're laughed at for their stupidity. And we have to have strong immigration laws. So I think if I apologize, it wouldn't make 10 cents worth of difference to them. There's nothing to apologize for.
Yeah. Ever. For him.
Right. That's not what they're laughing at. He's right about this, though, that it wouldn't make a difference. He said it, and it's not like he's... The Washington Times, which is a Trump-friendly newspaper, Washington Times, not the Post, if people are kind of wondering, what did he just say? They're trying to give him an out. Like, hey, just apologize, and you'll get your ban. And that's not going to work that way. But here he is talking about the caravan has arrived.
What percentage of those people do you believe are deserving of asylum in the U.S.?
Well, I won't get into percentages, but we are a nation of laws. We have to have borders. We don't have borders, we don't have a country. And I've been watching for weeks as the caravan came up. And, you know, the Mexican laws are very tough on immigration, extremely tough. And it started out with way over 1,000 people. I guess now it's down to about 100 going all through Mexico. People don't realize what a big country Mexico is.
Yes, we do.
But it came down by a lot.
Why is he constantly insulting our intelligence?
Well, the pattern. When he learns something, he always says a lot of people didn't know that, or people didn't realize Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. A lot of people didn't know Mexico was a big country.
Okay.
He always does that.
Okay.
But we have to have changes in Congress, and we have to have it quickly. We need a wall, number one. And you see that right now, you know, where they are, even though it's not a particularly good wall, and even though a small percentage can climb to the top, they have to be in extremely good shape. But a small percentage can climb that particular wall. We have a wall that's much more difficult. But if you didn't have that, you'd have thousands of people just pouring into our country. You got to have a wall.
I love how he just like throws that in. I thought for sure he was going to say, I could climb that wall all day long. I'm better than that Spider-Man. It'd be in really good shape.
I got to say, I want to know how those people got up on that wall. I mean, if you look at that.
They were young kids in most cases, young. You know, you had teenagers that look like, you know. You see kids sometimes. They can climb anything, man.
I don't know.
They just climbed up. There was footage of them just climbing up, just like finding little, you know, spots. Look, you see these kids today, these fake walls and these cliffs. They go climbing.
I know, but
they swing from rock to rock.
But they got ropes and stuff. These kids, they just climbed up the side. I'm telling you right now, iron workers could use some of these guys.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
I mean, sign them up now.
I just think it's so great. Like that, you know, he's like in the middle of it. Like you have to be really good shape to climb that wall.
That's right, you do. Sort of like me.
I know.
Do the one pinky.
That's going to be the next Celebrity Apprentice. There's going to be a wall climbing guy.
The wall they climb looks just like the design he's chosen for this.
He likes that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we're going to have to change now. Although there's a way to put something at the top to keep him from climbing. They should just put pit bulls at the top of every wall sort of thing. I mean, I don't want to give them any ideas.
They're just going to go Shawshank and go under.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. Okay. I don't know what goes on with this anymore. I'm kind of giving up.
No, you can't. It's only Monday.
All right. Three, you're two, you're one. But first, Judy tells us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Tuesday, Power Happy Colorado's ready to rock Wrigley, but they might have met their long ball match in the Chicago Cubs. Cubs Rockies, that's Tuesday at 7 on WGN-TV.
It's the Rokon Show. Here is Richard Roper. He is here. Anna DeVlantis is off today. The top 5 at 5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
You know, that 11-year-old kid who went viral because he yodeled in Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
He signed a record deal.
He did what now?
How angry do people who actually have real talent... I mean, not that the kid doesn't have real talent. I don't want to take it away from the kid because he's loving it.
Yodeling.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I used to yodel.
Oh, God.
No.
Anthony Rizzo's walk-up song is now the Yodeling Kids remix.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is blasting through the speakers at Wrigley.
That's unfortunate.
Atlantic Records has signed a deal with him.
They're still in Atlantic Records. That's encouraging to know.
That was the home of Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin and AC/DC, by the way.
I remember that cool label that would you watch on the turntable. Yeah. Atlantic Records. Wow. Good for them. I'm glad to see they're still there.
Oh, God. He's just released a single titled Famous.
Don't get me wrong, it's pretty cool to be on TV, so all the folks back home can see me, and that I'm living it out, all the things I used to dream about. Yeah, it's pretty great, playing on stage, proud, cause there ain't an empty seat in the place. But girl, ever since I met you, I got a whole new perspective. If I'm gonna be famous for some,
until Diane Warner wrote this one.
How old
it's
is
so
this kid?
Cute. He's 11, talking about getting the girl.
He's also 11 years old, talking about how he's kind of worn down from the fame and life on the road and how what a rough time it is.
He comes from a town of 700 people.
Like, well, it's all of a sudden, he's Bob Seger with Turn the Page.
I liked him when he wasn't so mainstream.
Yeah. I'm weary from the road. I need a break.
He's performed like twice at Coachella and like his local Walmart.
Right, Atlantic is genius though.
That's
because
so
this is like I could just tell you that the record executives are like, "Baby, darling, sweetheart, listen, we got this kid from some crap kicker town somewhere. He was in a Walmart. What we're gonna do? We're gonna make him a big star in country music because they're gonna fall for it. That audience is totally gonna fall for it.
Wow,
that's what's going on.
I think he's the next
there.
Justin Bieber.
I'm telling you.
If I'm gonna be famous for something, I wanna be famous for love.
Listen, people laughed at Taylor Swift when she was 15 years old and she was on the Soul to Soul tour. Mm. And now look, right? So you never know.
I just want to hear him yodel.
It's just like,
just saying that kid it is a little early to be.
You're gonna have his comeback tour in July.
Number two.
Reunion tour.
Exactly. Yeah.
You might remember this one. It's from May.
And in December, he can do his final tour of all time. Tour open with Elton John. I'm never going back.
Never going back out again.
Fantastic.
God. God bless him, though.
Leave the 11-year-old alone.
He's from, I'm telling you, this kid, he's from downstate Illinois. Right?
Wow. Local kid.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Galconda,
Illinois.
It's near Wakanda.
No,
Wakanda's the other way.
No, it's the exact opposite. I don't know. Anyway, we wish him the best of luck. But I'm just telling you right now, this is
such a
cynical play by the executives at Atlantic Records. It is completely what it is.
Next, we're going to find out that he kicked pixie sticks and Sprite, and he's gone into rehab for it. Pressures of touring got to him.
All right. Let's see. Where did I do the number two yet?
No.
I'll do it again. There we go. Kanye West is also going to be releasing new music.
Okay.
Sort of. The 40-year-old rapper released a track titled Lift Yourself, which he shared with fans on Twitter. However, despite initially sounding like new music, it seemed that he was actually just trolling fans with a joke track.
Boopity-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop, whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop, poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop, whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop, poop-dee-dee-whoop.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I would have gone with
What's going to do? All right, can we get the 11-year-old kid back?
Oh, can mash
Actually,
those
could
two?
You mash those two?
Yes. Did you see that on stage, the yodeler, and then I'm like, Kanye goes, whoop-dee-dee-doop-doop.
Add a little yodel to the mix, too, though.
Yeah.
Well, what's Kanye doing? Has Kanye lost his mind? Kanye has kind of lost his mind.
He's just trolling everyone.
That's amazing, though.
I like how Chance. I mean, this is how crazy America has become. People, everybody stand down for just a second. It is not, this at some point in American history, this era will come to an end and it will be judged on its merits or failings. Right? So the idea that at any given moment we have to, that Chance and Kanye have to go to war with each other over who's, and then apologize for. So Kanye says he likes Trump. Chance goes, "Hey, give Kanye a chance." And then Kanye then people jump on Chance the Rapper for saying that. Now he's got to do, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have agreed with Kanye.
And then John Legend sends a note to Kanye, and Kanye tweets it, and they're supposed to be feuding. And then they posted a picture of them taking a selfie, which is hilarious because they look like everybody's dad. They like cut themselves off in the picture. They're like out of frame. These two guys.
The reality, let's be real here for a second. It does not matter what Kanye thinks. Kanye's a Kardashian. It doesn't matter what he thinks or Chance or anybody. It just matters if it turns into 25,000 degrees above zero sometime soon here.
Whoopity doop scoop scoop.
Wait, we did a little mashup. Here we go.
Don't get me wrong, it's pretty cool to be on TV. So all the folks back home can see me.
Whoopity scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop.
And then I'm living it out, all the things I used to dream about. Yeah, it's pretty great, playing on stage.
Poopty, scoopty, scoopty, whoop. Whoopity, scoopty.
Yeah, there we go.
That would be number one for sure on iTunes. For sure.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
Dennis Rodman couldn't be happier that his two best friends in life are now friends together. So the three of them can all hang out.
Oh, gosh. Jeez Louise.
Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, and Dennis Rodman. He believes, and I think he might be right, that he played a really big part in all of this.
I think that his impression about Donald Trump and an American people, I think that he has a change of heart. But the fact that when I went up there last time for his birthday, I gave him Donald Trump's books. I did a lot of things with Donald Trump and stuff like that. I think people know that. You probably have the video of me giving his books and all the stuff about Donald Trump and about Americans. I think he didn't realize who Donald Trump was at that time until, I guess, he started to read the book and started to get the understanding, stuff like that.
He didn't know. Wait a minute.
He didn't know that's not going to be good, by the way. If Trump hears that.
What do you mean Kim Jong-un didn't know who it was?
I don't want to take all the credit. I don't want to sit and say, I did this, I did that. No, that's not my intention. My intention was to go there and try to be a sports ambassador to North Korea so people understand how the people are in North Korea. And I think that has resonated into this whole point now. And Donald Trump, you know, I don't ask Donald Trump for anything. You know, I like Donald Trump. He's a good friend.
He was right the first time. It's residue.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. You know what?
Let's nominate Dennis for a Nobel.
They should get it together.
Oh, my gosh.
Donald Trump and Dennis Rodman get the Nobel Prize.
That would be a really whoopity scoopty doop.
Poop.
Scoopty scoopty whoop.
The top five at five.